Well, when we look at how the borders are wide open and we understand the agenda behind that, you know, chaos, friction, all the rest of these things that are happening there. I thought this was a very interesting video. This is a black man in Georgia who is seeing all of these young military age people brought in from Africa. They don't even speak English. You'll hear him at the very beginning of the thing. He tries to engage one of these guys. He says, are you all seeing this? Do you understand what they're doing here?
You stand right there?
Huh?
You stand right there?
Yeah.
Okay, then. So how long have you been in America?
In America, yeah.
You been in America? Did you get, they flew you in?
Small.
Yeah, they flew you in America. Okay, go ahead, man. I'm done.
Speaking
English. Y'all see what's going on here. And they stand right here. You see what's going on here, guys? See, I keep my eyes open. Y'all right here being entertained, want to be separate. And they bringing these people right in our communities, guys. They're right in our communities. There's something about to happen. And we so busy being highly favored and coming against each other. Yep, they're standing in this place right here. These African guys right here. Look at them right there. Y'all need to share this video, man. Well, these are African guys coming in out. They just dropping them off, man. And the melanated communities. They're dropping them off, guys. They're just dropping them off in our communities. Man, this is ridiculous. Look at him.
And this goes on for quite some time. And he understands. Y'all see what's happening with us? You understand what's going on? They keep us entertained. They keep us distracted. You know, even the people who pay attention to politics. Oh, what's going on with the speaker's race? What's going on between Trump and Biden? As if it mattered. They're doing this to us. And, you know, when we look at this, we take, oh, there's Mexicans coming across the border. No. It's way beyond that. Venezuelans are coming in far more than Mexicans are, for example. They topped Mexicans for the largest group of nationals arrested illegally crossing the U.S. southern border for the first time on record. Mexicans were arrested 39,733 times crossing the border, well behind Venezuelans, and Guatemalans and Hondurans and Colombians rounded out the top five. But they're coming in from all over the world, as he's pointing out. They're bringing in people from Africa, putting them in the black community, but it's not families, it's young men. He says, what are they doing? What are they setting us up for? The Biden administration recently announced temporary legal status for nearly a half million Venezuelans who are already in the United States on July 31st. Border Patrol said we're constantly engaging with domestic and foreign partners to address historic hemispheric migration, including large migrant groups traveling on freight trains, and to enforce consequence, including by preparing for direct repatriations to Venezuela. I mean, when you look at these people, the massive programs in El Salvador, that harsh prison situation that they've got there. Do you think that they're going to keep spending money on an army of soldiers to try to keep these people under control? Or do you think maybe they'll just put them on a train and ship them north to us, which is what Castro did with his Mario boat lift decades ago? There were 4,000 encounters of Chinese nationals along the southwest border in September, compared to 2,400 in August. It's accelerating. In September 2022, there were only 400 encounters involving Chinese nationals. In other words, more than 10 times the number in 1 year of people coming from China. According to Border Patrol statistics, 169 people on the FBI terror watch list encountered between ports of entry at the southern border in the past 12 months, a number that exceeds not only fiscal year 22's record-setting 98. So they set a record in 2022 of 98. So far this year, it's 169. They busted through that record pretty big. It was more than the last 6 years combined. That's the number of people on a terrorist watch list. There's one migrant for every American that is born coming across in 2023. That's Biden. He bragged about how he was going to replace and change the demographics of America. Well, this is what it looks like. And when you look at this, it's actually more than that. More than 4 million economic migrants crossed the southern border. And that is in contrast to 3.67 million Americans born. And those 3.67 million Americans that were born would include children of illegal aliens, anchor babies. A vast economic competition for the 3 million American youths who graduated from schools in the 10 months up to October 2022. So fewer jobs for high school students, because if somebody can hire an adult who can do this job, they're not going to hire the high school students. That's been going on for a very long time. And then they talk about, they give a couple of examples of New York Times talked about a social worker in Washington State earning $72,000 a year, 49 years old. She got into credit card issues. She got evicted from her home. She's living in her car. That's her only thing that she owns right now. Of course, they want to take the cars away. And then they contrast that with a man who's come from Venezuela who is 45 years old and began working in construction, then changed jobs, now rents a basement apartment. He's being given help by non-governmental organizations. Now, there's not any NGOs that are helping the Americans who are here. The American dream has now become an alien dream, become alienated from all of this. And it gets even worse, as you saw him saying, you know, well, y'all understand what is happening here? Better understand. We look at the crime that is happening in El Salvador. We look at the fact we had 12 Mexican police officers ambushed by these drug gangs in Acapulco. And also the fact that what we saw happening in Minneapolis, where Ilhan Omar is elected as a Congress representative, many people said, what they brought in with all the massive number of Somalis, they get about 90,000 that got brought in. They call it Little Mogadishu. Very dangerous area, just like this guy saying in Georgia, hey, they're bringing in these people. Maybe some of them are Somali. We don't know. But they're doing the same thing in rural Wisconsin. They start out with a few hundred that they bring in. And then before you know it, they extend it to cousins and to grandparents and all the rest of this stuff. And the 75 refugees that they're bringing into rural Wisconsin are likely to follow the same pattern that we saw in Minneapolis, going exploding into tens of thousands.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.